Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are holding on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, and we're going through a whole bunch of issues that were discussed by the same group of Rabbanim. So Hazi Yasvi V'Kami Bayiluhu, the same group of Chachamim that we mentioned way back in Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, were sitting around and they were discussing, they were talking and learning, and they raised the following suffix: Ger Toshav Ma'u She'Yivatal Avodah Chavim. Does a Ger Toshav who has accepted upon himself not to worship Avodah Zarah, but he still is a goy, does he have the capacity to be mevatel the status of Avodah Zarah from something? De palach mavtil, de lo palach lo mavtil, o dilma kol de bar minei mavtil v'hai bar mineihu. Do we assume that the ability to be mevatel Avodah Zarah is dependent on being someone who worships Avodah Zarah, and he is not someone who worships Avodah Zarah? Or is the ability to be mevatel Avodah Zarah dependent on being someone who's technically not Jewish? And he is very clearly technically not Jewish. It seems that only someone who's actually actively an Ovid Avodah Zarah can be mevatel Avodah Zarah. So Meisvei, the Gemara asks Rav Nachman, we have a braisa, Yisrael Shematz Avodah Zarah b'shuk. If a Jew finds an Avodah Zarah in the shuk, ad shelo basal yado, before he ever acquires it, Omer Lovid Chavim u'mevatla, he could just pull over Ovid Chavim and let that person be mevatel it, so that it will be mutar b'ana. But Misha basal yado, once the Jew has already acquired it, he's not able to ask a guy to be mevatelit. And the reason that if he has not yet acquired it, the guy could be mevatel is mipnei sha'amru, Ovid Chavim mevatel Avodah Chavim shelo v'shel chaveiro. An Ovid Chavim can be mevatel both his own Avodah Zarah and another Ovid Chavim's Avodah Zarah. Bein Ovda Ubein She'ein Ovda. And it says explicitly whether the guy that's mevatel it is an Ovid Avodah Zarah or whether he's not an Ovid Avodah Zarah. So my Ovda umay She'ein no Ovda. What do you think that means, whether he's an Ovda or not an Ovda? Ilei mi'idividi Avodah Chavim. If you're talking about Ovda and Eino Ovda, is talking about that the mevatel is a guy, and we're saying that the guy could be mevatel the Avodah Zarah that belongs to him, and he is Ovid, and an Avodah Zarah that belongs to somebody else, and his that somebody else is Oved, Hainu Shalov Shal Chavero. Well, that's saying the same thing as Shalov Shal Chavero, that he's able to mevatel someone else's. El Olav, Ovda Ovid Chavim, Maisha Eino Ovda, Kertoshav. Must be Eino Ovda means someone who generally is not Ovid Avodah Zarah, not just someone who's not the owner of this Avodah Zarah. So Shema Mina Gertoshav Namim Vatel. So you see that a Gertoshav does have the capacity to be Mevatel in Avodah Zarah. Says Gemara, no, you don't see that. Lo, Liol Me Melachi Dividi Ovid Chavim. No, maybe both the Ovda and Eino Ovda are genuine Ovdei Chavim. They're not Gertoshavs. Udekamrit Hainu Shalov Shal Chavero. Ah, you said, but then we're saying the same distinction twice. Shalov Shal Chavero is the same as Ovda Veino Ovda. No, Reisha Zev Zela Pa'ar V'Zev Zela Markulis Seifa Zela Pa'ar V'Zela Markulis. You know what Ovda means? That he would worship this type of Avodah Zarah. It's just that he doesn't worship this exact Avodah Zarah. So that's what the Seifa is saying. Eino Ovda means Bein Ovda Bein She'eino Ovda means that whether a guy is Ovid the Avodah Zarah of Pa'ar and the other one is Ovid the Avodah Zarah of Markulis, so just like he could be Mvatel the his own Pa'or, which he worships, so too he could be Mvatel Markulis that belongs to somebody else, even though he doesn't even worship that Avodah Zarah. He maintains a different religion. But a Gertoshev is not an Ovid Avodah Zarah at all. Maybe he can't be Mvatel anything. So the Gemara asks, Meisvei, Kasha and Rav Nachman, Ezehu Gertoshev, what is the definition of a Gertoshev where we have a mitzvah to support him? Kol Shekibel Lav Bifnei Shlosha Chaverim Shlo Lavar Avodah Chavim Divra Meir. Someone who's Mekabel in front of three Talmidei Chachamim not to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, according to Rameir. V'cham Romim, Kol Shekibel Lav Shev Mitzvah Shekibel Alem B'nei Noach. Someone who's Mekabel the Shev Mitzvah B'nei Noach. Achirim Omrim, Elu Lo Bo'u L'chlal Gertoshev. Those people that Rameir and the Chachamim are talking about, neither of them are good enough to be considered a Gertoshev. All the Gayim are supposed to observe Shev Mitzvah B'nei Noach. Ele Ezu Gertoshev, Zeger, Ochel Nevelos, Shekibel Lav L'kayim Kol Mitzvos Hamuros B'Torah, chutz miyisr nevelos. A ger toshav is defined as someone who accepts to observe all the mitzvos of the Torah with the exception of the isser of nevelos. So the Braisa goes on to explain that a ger toshav, even according to all different opinions, has a different din than a stam goy as far as the wine is concerned. Miyachdin etzlo yayin, if a Jew has a store of wine and a ger toshav enters the store, the Jew who owns the store is allowed to allow the ger toshav to remain alone in the store, and he's allowed to leave him for a short amount of time, and he doesn't have to worry that maybe the ger toshav touched all the wine that's in the store or is menaseh any of the wine, because this guy is not an ovid avodah zara. He has nothing to worry about. He also doesn't have to worry about that he switched it out for other wine with his own wine, because in such a short time you don't have to be choshesh that he's going to be machlev anything. And he also doesn't have to worry about that another guy is going to come in and touch the wine, because the ger toshav is not going to allow the other guy to come to touch the wine. Ve'in mafkidin etzlo yayin, but you're not allowed to leave a whole bunch of wine with him in the house of the ger toshav. Va'afilu bi'ir sheru b'Yisrael, even if the majority of the residents of that city are Yisraelim, because even though you don't have to worry that a guy is going to come and be menaseich the yayin, because most of the people there are Yisraelim, and the miut that are goyim, it's not mistaver, they have to be choshish for the miut, but still there's still a concern that the ger toshav will switch it out for his own wine, and the wine of a ger toshav is asur b'shtiyah. Aval miyachdin etzlo yayin, when we said that you're allowed to leave wine in your store with him, that's even if the majority of people in that city are of the chavim. And now the Braisa adds, shemano kiyeno. We're machmir by a ger toshav to asur his shemen bahana'a, just like we asur his yayin bahana'a. Shamno kiyeno salkadaitach. What? You think his shemen is the same status as his wine? Shemen mikahavi nesach? Is there such a thing as nisuch on shemen? Meaning to make it also about no, ella yeno kishamno. No, what it really meant to say is that the wine of a ger toshav is actually mutter bahana. It's only asur b'shtia, just like the shemen, which is mutter bahana and asur b'shtia. Olishar kol davar, as far as all the other mitzvos of the Torah, hareyu kovid chavim. That he has a status of a non-Jew. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, yeno yayin nesach ve'amrila mutter b'shtia. He says his yayin becomes yayin nesach, that it's asur bahana. But some say, that Rav Shimon Gamliel says, that no, not only is his wine not asur bana, it's even mutter to drink. Katani miha. Now, why do we quote this whole braisa? Because it says in this braisa, Ulishar kol dvarav hareu kovid chavim. As far as everything else, he has the status of an ovid chavim. Lamai hilchasa. What do you mean, everything else? Lavdim vatal v'schavim kovid chavim. Isn't it that he has the capacity, the ability to be mevatel an avodah zara like an ovid chavim can? No, when we say that he has the status of an Ovid Chavim, it's not talking about being able to be Mevatel of Avodah Zarah, it's talking about the din of Eruvei Chatzeros, that if the house of a Ger Toshav is opened up into a Chatzer where Jews live, the Bnei Chatzer are not allowed to carry from their house, which is their own private property, to this jointly owned Chatzer unless they rent from the Ger Toshav his property from Erev Shabbos. And he's not able to be mevatel the rishus to the bnei chatzer in order to allow them to carry. Uki detanya, just like it says in the Braisa, Yisrael mumer meshaber Shabbat b'shuk. Let's say you have a Jew who's not religious, but he observes Shabbos in the market. When he's in public, he's not mechal Shabbos, but privately he's mechal Shabbos, and he forgot and he did not make an eruv together with the other people in the chatzer. So now they're not allowed to carry from their house to the chatzer, and it's already Shabbos, so it's too late to make an eruv. Mevatel rishus. He could just be mevatel his rishus to the other bnei chatzer, but ein mishamer Shabbat b'shuk. If he's mechal Shabbos publicly, ein mevatel rishus. He doesn't even have the ability to be mevatel his rishus mipnei sha'amru, because the chum say that the Yisrael nosin rishus and mevatel rishus above chavim ad she yiskar, that a Yisrael could be mevatel, could be nosin rishus and mevatel rishus, but by novi chavim he has to actually rent out his property. So Kate said, how is he mevatel? How is Yisrael mevatel his rishus to the other bnei chatzer? Omer lo rishus tiknuli lach rishus si mevatelas lach kana vein sorach lezakos. All he has to say, a verbal commitment. My rishus is hereby nikna to you. My rishus is hereby batel to you, and that's perfectly good. Rabbi Yehuda shadalei korbanos. So the Gemara brings a story about sending a gift to a guy who's not a ger toshav on his holiday. Rabbi Yehuda Shadulei Korbana, he sent a gift La Abidrana, who is the name of a guy, Biyom Edom, on his holiday. So Amar, Rabbi Yehuda said, the fact that I sent him a gift and I'm not worried about the fact that he's going to go and thank his Avodah Zarah is Yadana Beda Lapalach Lavod Zchavim. I happen to know that he's not a very religious Gentile. Amalei Rav Yosef, Tani Ezu Gertoshev Kol Shkibla B'nei Shlosh Chavim Shlol Avodah Zchavim. Sounds like in order to be a Gertoshev, you have to accept in front of three people not to do Avodah Zarah. Kitani Yilach Yoso. Yeah, that's if you want to say that there's a mitzvah to support him, he has to have accepted in front of three people. But we're not talking about a mitzvah to support him. We're talking about the Isser of Lo Seichanim is not going to apply. V'amar Abba Rechanam Rabbi Yochanan Gertoshev Sha'avru Alav Shneimasar Chodesh V'lomol Hareu Kamin Shabov Tichavim. If he accepted not to do Avodah Zarah, it's been 12 months and he has not yet had a bris mila, he is like a min, he's like someone who's a denier of God, because it shows that he's really so connected to the Avodah Zarah. So how could Rav Yud send a gift to such a person? No, it only reflects poorly on him when he has accepted upon himself to do Mila and he didn't do Mila. But a person who never accepted upon himself to do Mila, we don't have to be so distrusting about his rejection of Avodah Zarah. Rava amti le korbana le bar shishach. Rava sent a gift to Bar Shishach, who is also a non-Jew, b'yom edam, on his holiday. On that, not his holiday, but on the holiday of the non-Jews. So Amar Rava said, I'm not concerned that this guy is going to go and be moded to Avodah Zarah because of the gift that I sent him. Yadana beit l'palach avodas chavim. I know he's not a religious Gentile. Azal ashchei diyasavat savari bevarda. Then Rava went and he found him sitting up to his neck in rose petals. V'kaiman Zonos Arumos Kame, and he had all sorts of prostitutes who were unclothed in front of him. Amrle Bar Shishach said to Rava, Isluchu Ki Agavna Li'al Madasi. He says, you see what kind of life I live? Do you have something this enjoyable in Olam Abba? Amrle Didan Adifa Tfei Mehai. Rava said it like that, we have much better than that. Amrle Bar Shishach said, Tfei Mehai Mihavu. What do you mean? Nothing could be better than this. Amrle Atun Ikalaychu Emasad Malchusa. You have fear of the Malchus. Anan Lotevel Anemasad Malchusa. In Olam Abba, we're not even going to have fear of the Malchus. We're going to have no anxieties. Amrle, so Bar Shishach said, Anami Amai Emasad Malchusa. I have no fear of the Malchus. Adiyasu Yasu who perstaka the Malka. While this conversation was going on, a shliach came from the Melech. Omar Leit, the shliach said to Bar Shishach, Kum to Kabayulach Malka. Get up, the king summoned you. Kinafid Vazil, when Bar Shishach went to go to the Melech, Omar Leit said to Rava, Eina Dubai Lemechzi Lechubishusa Tipaka. The eye that wants to see the evil for you should be uprooted. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does whatever it is that you want. You just were talking matter of factly that we have Emes HaMalchus, and through your words, it was Tzadik Gozer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim that we created an Emes HaMalchus. Amalei Rava, amei. So Rava says, good, yeah, anyone who looks askance at us should be uprooted. Paka Enid Bar Shishach. So the eye of Bar Shishach became uprooted because he wanted to see the downfall of the Jewish people. He maybe didn't realize it, but his own curse was about himself. Amrav Papi Ibayle Lememrele Mehai Kra. Rava should have answered Bar Shishach from the Pasuk there where the Navi tells the Jewish people about the great kavod that we're going to have La'asilavo. Benos Melachim Bikrosecha Nitzva Shegal Limincha Bikesem Ofir. That the Shvachos that are going to serve you are going to be princesses, and that's going to be your honor, that the Malka is going to stand to your right side dressed in all sorts of fancy jewelry. And Rava could have showed him that the Maila of the Jewish people, Aslavo, is greater than whatever Bar Shishach was experiencing right now, because he has all these zonos. We're going to have Benos Malachim that are serving us. Amr of Nachman Yitzchak Yibayli L'meim R'leim Hachar. Nachman Yitzchak says, or he could have said to him from a different pasuk, Ayin lo ras elokim zulascha yas l'mechake lo, that only the eye of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has seen the great kavod and gedula that's going to be given to the Jewish people, la'asilavo. We can't even fathom, we can't even imagine the great kavod. Okay, so two main points. First of all, the main point that covered the entire Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis essentially was a Gertoshev, the question whether a Gertoshev has the ability to be Mevatel Avodah Zarah, and Rav Nachman's opinion that he does not because he's not an active worshipper of Avodah Zarah. And then the main point over here is stories where a gift was sent to a non-Jew on a non-Jewish holiday because we were confident that they were not actually of the Avodah Zarah, even though they weren't technically a Gertoshev either. But there were now, so we have two stories, two such episodes. where a gift was sent by someone great to a non-Jew around the time of Avodah Zarah, around the time of an Avodah Zarah holiday, because we were confident that they were not actually Ovdei Avodah Zarah.